With WMUK News, I'm Savilla Mann. Thank you, frontline workers. It's a message you see everywhere in the COVID-19 pandemic. Governor Gretchen Whitmer says she'd like to put some substance behind the gratitude. Whitmer's proposed a program, Futures for Frontliners, to pay tuition for workers who want to earn a degree or a certificate. Michelle Miller Adams thinks that's an excellent idea. The senior researcher at the Upjohn Institute for Employment Research said so in a recent op-ed in Bridge magazine. I spoke with Miller Adams, who told me that Futures for Frontliners is actually a canny revival of a program that got zeroed out in the shutdown.
The animating force behind all of this was the tight labor market, low unemployment rate, and inability of business to hire the trained workers they needed. That changed, obviously, like in a matter of weeks. But there was strong support for the bill. It got tied up in that budget standoff last fall, and it wound up being approved legislatively. It was reintroduced in the winter. This winter, it was approved by the legislature and funded $35 million in March, like, I don't know, March 10th. The governor signed it into law. And then, like, 10 days later, I think it's 10 days later, they took a bunch of stuff that had been in that budget and wrapped it into this emergency coronavirus response fund. So it, 10 days later, lost its funding. But it is a law now, but it's not a funded program. So that's the genesis of this. But, you know, the governor is very politically savvy. And, you know, she's figured out a way to make this basically, I mean, I think it's very hard to oppose the idea of letting frontline workers who don't have degrees go back to college tuition free. And even though the unemployment picture has changed and now we're in the opposite situation of high unemployment and unclear when, you know, businesses will be hiring, the need for a credential or a degree is just as strong, because if you have one of those, you're way better positioned to get a decent paying job than if you don't. And many of those low-wage workers that are in those frontline jobs that we're all busy, you know, praising and thanking and clapping for and buying meals for, don't have degrees.
A program like this, is it really enough for someone who, say, is working as a grocery clerk to be able to, whatever their other expenses are in life, go back to college or go back to some kind of training program?
That's a debatable point. This would be structured, as almost all of these programs are, as what you call a last dollar program. So you have to use your Pell Grants first. And what that means, of course, is then you no longer have your Pell Grants available to pay for your living expenses. So the idea is that people would keep working. You could attend, you wouldn't have to go full time like you do with the Kalamazoo Promise. You could go half time, you know, it's like 12 credits a year. But it turns out, so many people who are low income would wind up using their Pell Grants to pay for this. But there's a fair amount of evidence, a lot of it from Tennessee, that, you know, the whole FAFSA completion process, Pell Grant, financial aid nightmare, just keeps people away from higher education. They might know they could get some money. They might not know. But if you make a very simple and clear promise that you can go back for a credential or a degree and not pay any tuition, oh, and one step in the process is filling out your FAFSA, it turns out that that drives a lot of people onto a higher ed pathway. And the evidence for that really comes from this Tennessee Reconnect program that a lot of these programs are modeled on. Tennessee has the highest FAFSA completion rate in the nation right now, because it's just part of the process of applying for the Tennessee Promise and Tennessee Reconnect. So it's not, you know, no, it's not really enough money to allow somebody to, you know, cut back their hours or quit their job, especially because many of these workers have families and other responsibilities. You know, there are a lot of challenges that come with being an adult learner that go beyond just, you know, are you ready to be successful in college? But having a very clear platform like this, like, I'll tell you a story. I know a young woman who, she's very bright, but she had a very rough childhood. And she got pregnant in high school and had a baby, managed to finish high school. And she's been talking for a while about going back to school. She wants to be a teacher. She'd be an amazing teacher. And she works as a, I don't even know what she does right now. Very low-wage job. And she posted, after she heard about this, like, woo-woo on Facebook, guess who's going back to college? And I'm thinking to myself, you know, she could have gone back to college last year, right? Or the year before, if somebody had helped her navigate the process of filling out her FAFSA and figuring out how many grants she was getting and applying for other financial aid and applying to college. And there's no one to do that for adults like her.
There's also the argument that it's a boost for the state's economy. Does that pan out?
Absolutely. The more educated workers a state has, the more prosperous it is. You could stack up all the states in the country by their average income, average household income, and their percentage of people with college degrees, and probably line up almost perfectly. So many states that do not have what are considered to be sufficient trained and educated workers. And we're not talking, you know, we're not talking about bachelor's degrees here. We're talking about credentials, certifications, associate's degrees, shorter term training in high need industries.
This is a program that Governor Whitmer cannot create with the stroke of a pen. Is that right?
That is correct. It needs to be legislated. And I think there's a pretty strong commitment to making it a bipartisan effort. And I think there will be strong business support for it again, for all the reasons we've talked about. And the business community is highly influential in the state's Republican Party.
This will be going to the legislature for consideration. Is there a point where we should be watching to see if it moves forward?
I don't know what the time frame is. I do know they want to open up the application period for the program in January. You wouldn't need to start at school right away. But it's a very short-term program. It would be, you know, because it's the frontline workers for this crisis, it would be people who worked in these industries this year or some portion of this year. They would ask them to apply for the program beginning in January. So there would need to be some legislative action between now and January.
Michelle Miller Adams is a senior researcher at Kalamazoo's Upjohn Institute for Employment Research.